You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, the chief membership geek around these parts, and you are listening to the number one show for membership site owners, where you get the tips, the advice, the insights, strategies, and tactics to help drive the growth of your membership and achieve the success that you deserve. I'm so glad you're with me today. If you've just stumbled across the podcast and this is your first time listening, first of all, welcome. I'm so glad that you found us. I do hope you find the show useful in your membership journey. Be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to ensure that you do not miss a single episode. And if you're a regular listener, a long-term listener, you know how much I appreciate the continued support and all the time and attention that you give the show. And hopefully I can repay that with some solid gold advice. All right, today we're talking about attracting more committed members. So what do we mean when we say more committed members? Well, we mean members who stick around for longer and members who approach your membership and the training you provide with a little more of a deliberate mindset, a little more proactive, who actually utilize what your membership provides in order to make progress, to solve the problems that they join your membership to solve, to get the transformations, the outcomes, and the solutions that they were attracted to you in the first place for. Now, not everyone who joins your membership will be equally committed. Some people join because your marketing catches their eye and, you know, they get kind of swept up in this idea of what could be, but they're not really in a place, either mentally or in terms of their resources, the time they have available, or even just their passion or enthusiasm to actually make a go of it. So they kind of have the intention, but they don't have the actual follow through. And you do get members who will join and they will want to hit the ground running with enormous enthusiasm from day one, and they dive into everything and then it just kind of blows up, right? They hit the wall a little bit because they're trying to do too much too fast and they burn out, and you know, they end up leaving because they either don't get where they want to get to fast enough or the results aren't what they're expecting or what have you. So the levels of commitment and the ways in which people will use your membership will vary. You can't expect everyone to come in with the same level of enthusiasm, the same positive mindset, the same expectations, and the same willingness and ability to actually use your membership the way that it needs to be used in order to make the progress that they're seeking. So why might you need to make a deliberate effort to attract more committed members than you're currently attracting? Now, it might just be that you're finding that members just aren't sticking around long enough for your liking. It might be that people are coming in, they're only staying a month or two, and then they're leaving. Perhaps they're downloading, a particular set of materials, or, you know, they're all being drawn into one particular aspect of your membership, and they're getting through that. It might just be one workshop or one course, and they use that up, and then they just disappear and you're getting frustrated that they're not actually sinking their teeth into the real substance inside your membership. They're not really doing the things that, you know, if they just did, would get them positive results. It might also be, you know, you might have the type of membership or the type of topic where you know that the only way to get ahead is with a patient, slower approach, where you know that it's going to take people 3 months, 6 months, 12 months to actually see a return. And perhaps the members that you're attracting either just don't realize that, don't grasp that, they don't have the right commitment level to actually engage in the process and get results. And perhaps that's, you know, materializing in people being unhappy, in negative feedback, in them just being impatient and getting frustrated with you. And of course, it's going to be frustrating for you as well, because we don't just do this for the money. We want people to get results. And even if we're being purely selfish and purely business driven, people getting results is actually good for business because that means there's more social proof. It means there's more word of mouth. It means they're going to be in a better position and more likely to actually continue to invest in you or maybe invest in other services. So depending on your topic, depending on the process that your members need to go through to get from A to B, to achieve the promise that your membership lays out, you may just not be seeing the dots connect on that. You might just have that member base who just don't have the right mindset, they don't have realistic expectations, and so you're looking for ways to really just change the nature of the type of people coming into your membership. Again, if you're seeing a lot of high turnover within your member base, this doesn't have to be your whole member base that we're talking about here either. You know, if a significant enough proportion of your members don't have the prerequisite type of commitment levels and mindset and approach, then that will show itself in the way in which they interact in your community. It'll also affect the dynamic of the community if people are just dropping out, if they've got that negative kind of vibe to them because they're either just not willing to do the work or they really are just looking for an easy shortcut. So it's a perfectly valid thing to want to attract more committed members. What I would say is that you can't expect your members to prioritize your membership to the same level that you prioritize it. Of course, you spend all your time in your membership because it's your baby, it's your place, right? And it's your job, it's your business, it's your livelihood. Other people will never see your membership with the same eyes as you do. So you want to make sure that you're not being unreasonable in your expectation of how much people will put into your membership. Also got to remember, it's not about you, it's about them. People need to get results. People need to have their needs met first. I do see some memberships where they actually ask too much of their members in terms of requiring them to help other members out, requiring them to contribute in a way that benefits the membership owner, but doesn't necessarily directly benefit the member themselves. So you want to make sure you're not actually asking too much or expecting too much, that when we're talking about wanting to change the dynamic of our member base in order to ensure people are more committed, that we're thinking about that from the perspective and the lens of the individual members themselves, of the commitment level required for them to get the results you want for them, not commitment to your cause. It's commitment to their cause. So it's important not to mix these things up here when we're looking at a situation and thinking, man, we need better members. We need more committed members. It's got to be about them, not about you. So the six techniques, the six tactics, changes, approaches that you might use that can help you to attract more committed members. The first would be to have an actual application process for your membership. So people couldn't just go to your website, click a button, and then join. They'd need to actually submit an application that is then reviewed by you before they are accepted as a member, before they're invited to actually give you money and become part of your community. Now, this is not something that the majority of memberships should be doing. This is something I would say is more explicitly for high-ticket memberships who are charging a lot more money, for memberships that are a little closer to being group coaching programs, or they have a small group coaching element or a mastermind group element where it's more imperative for you to find the right fit, the right kind of person. And it's not just about, okay, we just want people who we're confident will keep paying us for the longest. It's about having the right attributes, the right mindset, the right resources at your disposal in terms of time, in terms of willingness, in terms of enthusiasm, in terms of audience size, financial investment capabilities. So this is definitely a way of enabling you to pre-vet who comes into your membership. But in adding an application process, you are absolutely making your membership more exclusive. Now, that can be its own angle. A small but exclusive membership where every member is vetted to ensure that they will bring something positive to the group, that they have what it takes, they are committed enough to make this work, that is going to appeal to a particular portion of your member base. And it's something you could certainly charge a premium for. Just understand that when you have this substantial a roadblock to every person who might want to join, being able to join, when you have that, you do limit your growth potential because you're being very selective and picky about who you let in. However, you can balance that out with charging a lot more for creating this more exclusive place. And it will certainly enable you to do a more thorough assessment of someone's commitment level and their suitability to your membership. So having an application process is absolutely one technique for attracting more committed members. The second is to have longer billing terms. So if you are charging people on a monthly basis and basically there's no tie-in, there's no lock-in, people can just pay month to month and they can leave whenever they want, then naturally that membership becomes more accessible and more flexible to more people. It's not as much of a weighted decision process. When someone is deciding whether to join your membership, if they can just join month to month, they don't really need to question their own commitment levels before they join. They don't need to think as much about it as they would do if the only option to join was an annual billing option or even a 6-monthly billing option. You will attract more committed members if the actual billing commitment is for a longer period of time, because that will make people question that decision a little bit more. And while that might not sound like something you want to do, the idea of making people have to think a bit harder about whether they want to join, if you are really having a problem with members not sticking around long enough, members not being bought in enough, not being committed enough, then that's certainly one way of addressing it. Now, you don't need to eliminate the option of someone paying you monthly. What you can do is actually have a longer initial billing period. So you have it whereby everyone only has the option of signing up for a full year for their first year. Then after the year's done, it then switches to monthly billing. Or, you know, their first billing period is for 3 months and then it switches to monthly billing. You can change the payment term, the length of that initial commitment period, and then switch it to monthly payments afterwards. That, again, will be just enough of a barrier to kind of filter out people who maybe shouldn't be joining, maybe haven't got the right level of commitment to make that more substantial investment and that more substantial commitment in the early stage of their membership. So having the billing terms, the billing frequencies that you offer reflect the need for a higher commitment level, that is going to result in generally more committed members. One thing that I'd advise against with that I do see people doing is they try and install a payment plan, like an installment plan, where you are technically still paying monthly, but you are paying every month. Essentially, you're paying for a year's access in monthly installments. So you are locked in for your year. When you join up, you're committing to be a member for a year, and then you pay that yearly fee in 12 monthly installments. It's basically just a way that people try to lock in monthly subscribers while still making their membership affordable enough to attract those people. I do see people with memberships either doing this or trying to find ways of doing this. I would strongly recommend against it because it's very, very sticky from a legal point of view, because technically what you're offering with that payment plan is a credit agreement, right? You are saying to people, you will be given 12 months of access, which costs, $600. and you fulfill, you pay off that $600 investment, $50 per month for the next 12 months. It's no different from taking out an installment or a payment plan and a debt on a car or a product, right? Unless you have the necessary legal framework in place to be a credit provider, you should not be offering these kind of payment terms or trying to enforce these sort of installment-based plans. People do it, but they shouldn't do it. And you can get caught out and get in a lot of trouble legally if you try to lock people into a minimum monthly billing period because you are providing credit. You can't enforce it without a credit agreement. So use the billing terms. Have people commit to a longer billing period and you will see more committed members. The third technique for attracting more committed members is really just utilizing your sales and marketing material to explicitly state who this membership is for and isn't for. Good marketing will repel as well as it attracts. But too often we think about sales or marketing activity in the viewpoint that we want to bring in as many people as we can. It's about as many eyeballs, as much traffic, as high a conversion as we possibly can get. It's all about moving the needle, better conversions, more sales. But if you're bringing in a lot of the wrong people, then you need to ensure your marketing is filtering them out, is repelling the wrong kind of members. If you look at membershipacademy.com on our sales page, you'll see that we explicitly state who this membership is not for. There are types of people or types of mindset, types of commitment that we do not want our members to have. Types of people we do not want to attract. We don't want to attract people who are looking for a quick fix, who are thinking that they're going to make millions with no effort. We don't want those people. We don't want people who are expecting us to build their website for them, because we're not going to do that for $65 a month. Are you crazy? We want to repel those people. And we state that. We outright say, Membership Academy is not for you if you tick any of these boxes. And we balance that out by saying, it is for you if you're willing to do the work, if you are an expert or an influencer and you want to help people and all that stuff. A lot of people, particularly people running their own business and handling their own marketing, are petrified at the idea of turning anyone away. But if you're seeing that that's causing you a problem because you're attracting people who just don't have the right mindset, the right commitment levels to actually be good members, to contribute to the community positively, to stick around for a while and keep paying and keep using and keep engaging in the membership, then start trying to push those wrong people away. And the easiest way of doing that is prominently having on your sales page, in your sales emails, in your marketing, something which lists the membership is for you if, the membership is not for you if. Just be brazen about it. Be right out there. Be upfront. And you'll find that, you know, this will help siphon off certain people or provide some clarity to someone who might be thinking about joining, but they still are weighing it up. If you're going to outright say, listen, if this describes you, don't join, then that's really going to help change the dynamic of your member base. Along those lines, the fourth technique is to create pre-filtering content as part of your content marketing strategy. So it's a similar sort of mindset of using your output, your public output, to give your wider audience a better sense of what you're all about, of what kind of mindset, what kind of commitment, what kind of approach is going to work within your world. And you know, to try and maybe educate people to open their eyes, to get them to think about things in a way that better aligns with your values, with your style, with the experience they'll have when they join your membership. Now, what that'll do is it'll also put some people off too. And we want to do that. We want to discourage certain approaches, certain attitudes. So again, using ourselves as an example, in the online membership world, there are a lot of people who really overhype the concept of passive income. It's not as big a problem as it used to be back in the early 2010s, 2000s, whatever. It's not as big a problem, but for a long time, online memberships were touted as this simple model to unlock untold riches. All this passive income, you just set your membership up, put any old rubbish in there and leave it, and all this money would just come into your bank account with very little effort. Now, we all know that that's nonsense. And chances are you know that that's nonsense, either because you already have a membership and you've seen that, or if you haven't yet launched your membership, hopefully you know that it's nonsense because you might have heard me telling you over and over again that it's nonsense. You might have read blog articles we've written in which I completely demolish that concept, podcast episodes where I rail against the idea of memberships providing easy passive income. I put a lot of time and effort into ensuring that the content we put out paints an accurate picture and dispels a lot of the myths around memberships. Because if you come in thinking that memberships are easy, you're not going to stick around inside the academy very long because you're going to be discouraged when you see there's actual work to do. If you come in thinking that, you know, anyone can start a membership, even if they don't have an audience, even if they don't have any knowledge or expertise, you can just start a membership and fake it till you make it. You will not last very long in my membership. I don't want you there. My other members don't want you there if you have that mindset. So it's my responsibility to ensure that I'm creating that kind of pre-filtering content, that I am repelling people who have mindsets, attitudes, expectations that are not actually aligned with reality, that are not aligned with what I teach, that are not aligned with what my community, my members, and the people in my world are living and experiencing and, accepting as membership owners. So utilize your content marketing to educate your audience, to pre-filter out some of the wrong elements, the wrong type of fit of people for your membership, to change attitudes, to inform people. This isn't just about, you know, telling people that they are wrong. It's about filling in knowledge gaps that otherwise might get filled in by other unscrupulous people or people who don't really know what they're talking about, filling your audience's head with nonsense, creating unrealistic expectations, and skewing the level of commitment they're going to have when they come into your membership. So use your podcasts, your videos, your live streams, your social media output, your blogs to get your opinion out there, to tackle controversial topics in your industry and give your take. I do this a lot when I talk about the closed door membership model because that is something that a lot of people are being misinformed about. So I don't go out there and tell people not to do it. I go out there and just deflate the nonsense hype that surrounds that particular model so that when someone joins my membership, they know. They know that's where I stand. They know that what's in there is aligned with that. And the level of commitment to following a process that is clear to them, you know, what it's going to be rooted in, what the fundamentals are going to be, that's, again, more attuned to someone actually doing the work, to making sure that someone doesn't come up against something that takes them by surprise and totally throws them out of the process because, you know, suddenly they're like, oh, hold on. All this stuff that I learned about the closed door model, now it's being contradicted in here and I wasn't aware of that and maybe I shouldn't be here or maybe I need to rethink that. Like, I want to pre-filter this stuff out early on. So look at what myths, what bad practices, what bad faith rumors or misconceptions do you want to challenge, do you want to tackle, and utilize your content to tackle them. Again, it's going to result in a whole different caliber of members finding their way to your membership. Another tactic is to have a mandatory introductory product. So rather than letting just anybody join your membership, you can actually make it so your membership is only sold and only able to be joined on the back end of somebody purchasing a different product. So attending a series of workshops or completing a course. That way you know that the people coming into your membership have done essentially the foundational work, that they've all received the same kind of information, the same kind of training, they've learned some core principles before they're even being given the option to join your membership. This, again, it's not quite as prohibitive as or restrictive as an application process, certainly not something you'd only do for a high ticket membership, but it does, again, raise the bar and improve the consistency of the type of member you're going to be bringing in. And of course, you'll know if they're only being given the option to join your membership once they've completed your 10-module course, then completing that course and doing the work is a demonstration of their commitment. And therefore, when they take the next step and they join your membership to help them get to the next stage, you know that the people coming in, every single one of them, have demonstrated that they will do the work and they have the knowledge, they have the fundamentals, they've made some progress so far, and they're far more likely to continue on that trajectory and be more committed when they're part of your membership. So if you are selling other products, if you have courses, if you have one-off workshops and other sort of training that can essentially be the foundation that then precedes your membership, then look at how you can chain these products together in order to have more people coming into your membership who are committed, they're better primed, they're ready, they're already making progress, they've got that momentum, and that's just going to follow through into a more positive experience inside your membership. And then the final technique for attracting more committed members is to charge a joining fee. Now, I left this to last because I do not like joining fees. Or, to clarify, I don't like joining fees that don't have good justification. There's some memberships where when you join, you receive access to something substantial right away, where the value is so huge and it is so instant. So something like a product, you are sent a kit with materials in, which has a tangible value. It makes sense if you join a membership and it's a baking membership. And, you know, when you join, the first thing that happens is you get this huge kit with all the ingredients, the materials, the equipment. Then yes, it makes sense there would be a joining fee that would cover the cost of that. And that'll make sense to your audience too. Or one of our members, Mike Collins from youririshheritage.com, they help people of Irish heritage from around the world connect and get insights into their family history and things like that. And everyone who joins, when they join, they're able to have, I believe it's a genealogy test, as a new member. Now that, again, it's something that just happens when they join. It's almost an isolated big whack of value that also does have a cost to it for Mike and the team. And so again, joining fees make a lot of sense. So if you have some sort of component to your membership where there's an upfront cost for you operating the membership, where there's a significant isolated upfront delivery of value to your members, and no, you can't use the argument of, well, when someone joins my membership, they get instant access to all of my archive, and that's a lot of value, so they should pay a joining fee for that. No, that's what they pay their monthly or their annual fee for. We're talking about things like, an ingredients kit, an equipment kit, an assessment or a test that they do when they first come in. If you have something like that, whereby you can justify charging a joining fee, the existence of that joining fee, again, is going to factor into attracting more committed members, in the same way that having a longer initial billing term is going to do the same thing, because it's a larger financial commitment. There's more things to consider before somebody joins. And so you know you're less likely to get people just taking a flyer, taking a chance, taking a punt, seeing, whether you live up to it, and maybe joining your membership without the kind of enthusiasm and commitment levels and thought having gone into the buying process as you might want them to. So those are six techniques you can use for attracting more committed members. You can have an application process and make your membership an exclusive high-ticket club that people have to be vetted and approved before they can join. You can offer longer billing terms, so the literal financial commitment and time commitment someone has to make is longer. This can either be your recurring billing, so only offering recurring annual billing, or just having that longer initial billing term, that first billing period, being longer than the ones that follow. Having something in your sales material on your sales page where you explicitly lay out the membership is for these people and it's not for these people. Again, very simple, very transparent, very clear way of sending the wrong kind of people away and really making it clear that you are looking for people who are committed. You can do this on a broader scale by using your content marketing to pre-filter your audience, to tackle any misconceptions, bad attitudes, and myths so that your audience are better informed before they join and they're more aware of what it's going to take to get the kind of outcome that they join your membership to achieve. You can have a mandatory introductory product, so your membership is no longer the entry product in your business ecosystem. Members can only join your membership site having completed some other sort of product or service beforehand. A series of coaching calls, a signature course, a series of workshops, something which gives them fundamental foundational knowledge and demonstrates their commitment and their ability to do the work before they become part of your ongoing membership. And then the final technique is charging a joining fee. Not a biggest fan of joining fees, but if you can justify it, truly justify it without it being a stretch, then you will find that having that initial joining fee is something that will affect the type of members you bring in and make it more likely that they'll have a higher level of commitment to you, the membership, the process, and doing the work. All right. If you have been struggling with this, if this is something where you've been questioning whether the type of members you're attracting are right and wondering how in the world you ensure that you can get members who are bought in, who are committed, who will get stuck in, do the work, be there long enough to actually do the work, be patient enough and have their expectations be realistic enough to accept the kind of results and the gradual improvements they may see, all that sort of stuff, then hopefully today's episode has helped give you some thoughts, some ideas, some new perspectives on how you might attract more committed members to your membership. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a shout at Membership Geeks on all social media channels or jump into our free Facebook group. Head to talkmemberships.com. There's about 20,000 membership owners in there, and I would love to hear what you thought of today's episode, what's been your top takeaway, what are you already doing, what have you tried, what's worked, what's not worked. Always love to hear your feedback and what you're doing in your own memberships and how this podcast has helped you out. That is it from me for this week. I'll be back again very soon with another episode of the Membership Geeks podcast. See you then. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.